Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of our wonderful and faithful Blog Talk Radio listeners. We want to just take the time to thank you for joining in with us again on today. We want to just continue to give God praise and glory for you, taking the time to hear what God has to say through us on this particular show. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, allow me to give you a wonderful and a hearty welcome and give me a moment to introduce myself. I am Prophetess Trinocchia Balker, and this is your show. This is the Prophetically Speaking Radio Broadcast. And along with me, I have a wonderful and dear co-host of mine, and that is none other than the wonderful Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on today?
I am blessed today. I thank God for being here today. I'm excited about today. It's been a while. I'm excited to be a partaker of such a prophetic experience. I'm excited about that.
Well, I tell you what I'm excited about is those of you that joined in with us on last week, I did let you know that Prophetess Jenkins had a small procedure that was done, and she would be out, and we were praying for God to give her complete and total restoration and a complete and total healing. And so we want to give God praise on today, because those of you that joined us on last week, you had the opportunity of knowing that Prophetess Jenkins was unable to be with us, but on today, she's back. And so we just want to take a moment to thank God for you and give
Amen.
God praise the year, I believe, of 2014 that you and I have had an opportunity to be on the air together. And I just thank God that we're back on track, we're back on the radio again, and we are now entering, or we have entered, into the greatest year of our lives, of our existence. And I'm just so excited, woman of God, about what this year holds. So before we go any further, I'm going to step back and allow you to go ahead and give your shout out and send your love to those that you want to go.
Hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that he has done for me. I'm glad, I'm excited that he is my Lord and Savior. Giving a shout out to my church home, the Bishop Harold and Senior Pastor Clara Antoine, where we did pastor the church Glory Victory Full Gospel Church, where the Spirit of God moves freely, and God blesses the people of God. I thank God for being in such a ministry where you can work freely and bless the people, work with the people, encourage them in any kind of way you can. And I just invite anybody in the New Iberia area close to us to come and be a part. We have a wonderful time. Worship is off our chain. I mean, we just worship till we can't worship anymore, and then come forth the word. So I give God glory today for being here today. I thank God for the listeners. I thank God that they are being blessed, that they have been blessed. I thank God for the woman of God, the prophetess, a prophetically speaking broadcast. I thank God for you, woman of God. You have definitely been obedient to what the Lord is saying, and you have not seen anything, the things that God's going to do in your life. I bless God for you. Bless God for such a friendship and me being your co-host. So I give God glory today. I'm glad to be back on broadcast, giving God the glory and honor. When I had surgery on last week, I went to the doctor the next day, and the doctor couldn't tell what eye they had operated on. And I'm telling you, they were saying that eye is perfect, but only God can do something so miraculous as that. So I give God the glory and all the praise for the good report and the good eyesight. That my eyes have been born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen.
Yes, I'm just so wonderful to hear that awesome testimony, that awesome praise report, because certainly you've been in my prayers. You've been on my heart. And I know that, you know, with God, all things are possible, and we give God praise that he is our keeper. He is the one that takes us through these moments where we have to keep our bodies in check and keep things working in a forward motion way. But, you know, I just thank God for keeping us and being with us through all of these different moments that we have. And so I thank God that you are back, and I thank God that you are well. And I thank God that you're going to continue to go forward and do great things in the kingdom. And so I want to take a moment as well to give some shout-outs. And as always, I want to give praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I want to take a moment to, as always, give thanks to God for my family. I always thank God for that wonderful son of mine. And he is just, I tell you, the apple of my eye. He is my lovely one. And so I thank God for him. And I want to thank God for my family that assists me even with the rearing of my son and with the assisting me in ministry. And so I just thank God for them. And then I want to thank God for my church family, which is the Harvest Time. We're located here in the city of Houston, Texas. And I also want to thank God for our illustrious leader, which is Bishop Shelton Beatty. And so I want to just give a shout-out to them, send them all a big, big, fat kiss, and let you all know that I love you, continuing to pray for you. And so, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm just really elated about what God is doing in the body of Christ, and I'm just so thankful to God that he has birthed us out and blessed us to see another year. You know, and for many, we've heard many different proclamations concerning the year of 2015, and normally it is a normal thing. You know, it's a normal procedure and process for those that are in ministries or those that are in any type of leading capacity to give their words of wisdom or their word of encouragement to those that may follow them concerning the year that is approaching. And so I just want to thank God that we've heard a lot of different things about what God is doing. But, woman of God, I can actually say that I've heard of a lot of different voices. I've heard different proclamations. But I can honestly say that those that I actually bend my ear to, those that I lend my spirit to hear what thus said the Lord through them, I'm hearing the same word that's being reverberated throughout the kingdom. And so I'm giving God praise for that on today. And on today, what I'd like us to do, woman of God, is from our heart, a little bit about what it is that we feel concerning this year, 2015, and concerning what God may have placed on our hearts as individuals concerning this upcoming year. Now, for those of you that were not or that were able to hear the show on last week, I just want to remind you that I do have a book that is going to be in your hands very shortly. And the title of that book is called Massive, M-A-S-S-I-V-E. And in that particular book, that is actually the word that God has given me to release to the body, to the members of the body concerning the year of 2015. Those are the words that the Lord put on my heart and in my spirit about what he was doing in the year of 2015. And the word is massive. That was the word that God gave me, the word massive. And each within that, there's going to be a lot of different explanations as far as why God gave me that word massive. So I want to be giving you more information about how you can get your hands on that book and when you can get your hands on that book so that you can have more information about what God said to me concerning this year of 2015. Now, woman of God, if we are starting this year, I know we are right now in the first month of the year, but, you know, one of the things that is just really standing at the door of my heart or right on the tip of my tongue that is just something that I really am praying about and just wanting to really share more about is that although this is a massive year for many of us, it's a year that God is going to do great things concerning those of us that are in the kingdom. And I realized that. But one of the things I also found out is that there are many times we can tap dance and we can, you know, just be excited about the good things. But we also have to remember that any time that there's something good at hand, there's also something that's called opposition. There's also something that's called an enemy, I guess I want to say. And so one of the things I found to be so true is that whenever you're at the beginning of a thing, because God knows the end, God already has the end in mind. He already knows what his plan is. You know, even in Jeremiah 29:11, he tells us that I know the plan that I have for you. My plan is to prosper you. My plan is to give you good health. My plan is that you will go forth and prosper. However, even though God has a plan, we also know that when we're in the beginning of a thing, we get excited and we're ready to dance and we're ready to shout about the good thing that God has proclaimed, about the good thing that God said would happen. Unfortunately, one of the things that I've seen happen many times is that because we get so excited and because we begin to celebrate, because we begin to dance, we actually take our focus off of the agenda at hand. And at that moment, when we remove our focus from our forward momentum and we're just excited and we're dancing about what God has said, at that moment, that presents a weakness. That presents an open door to our enemy. And when the enemy is able to see a weakness, when the enemy is able to identify an open door in the life of a believer, that's the place where the enemy is going to try to land his next attack. And so, one of the things, woman of God, that's just really on my spirit and that's really in my heart is that I'm giving God praise and I'm giving him the glory and I'm blessing God for every word that God has proclaimed is to come to pass in the year of 2015. But at the same time, I think it's imperative as believers that we remain focused on the agenda at hand, because if we're not focused, we then allow something that is called a weakness to present itself to our enemy. And when the enemy sees that there's a weakness, that's the spot that he's going to continue to go at. That's the spot that he's going to continue to hit, because he does not want the thing that God has begun to be completed. And you know, woman of God, even when I say that, I'm reminded of how God operates, because, you know, the Bible lets us know that any word that goes out from the mouth of God cannot return unto God void. If God sends out a word, the word is going to be here in the earth realm until it accomplishes what God sent that word here to be. And so the word is here. The word has been sent. The word is here in the earth realm. It is simply up to us. To make sure that we get in a forward momentum pattern to make that word that's already in the earth realm become apparent and become prevalent, become identified by us, that we can grab hold to it and go forth into things that God has already proclaimed. And so, woman of God, that's just one of the things that's on my heart, that the word is released. God has already spoken. But we cannot allow ourselves to find ourselves in a moment of weakness so that the enemy will jump in and try to destroy us at that point, so that we will never get to the finished product of what God himself began in our lives. So go right ahead, woman of God. That's just one thing that I wanted to share that was on my heart.
Hallelujah. And I feel to believe that that is excellent. That is so marvelous. I began to ponder on what God began to speak to me this year, because I'm going to the first day of the new year, this month. I'm going to this month. It was the first day, and I'm going to last month on the first. So I ministered, and God began to show me how we start from the book of Genesis, which is the original, the origin of the Bible. Everything that in Genesis portrays what's in the rest of the Bible. It portrays the entire Bible. And God began to gave the word beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning for many people this year, because people will begin to experience things they've never experienced before. They're going to tread on grounds they never thought they would tread on before.
Okay.
And so God spoke to me, the new beginnings is happening in the people of God's life. But we have to be sensitive to God's spirit to know when he's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
New beginning, it comes from the word, it's original. Genesis is original, meaning the origin of the Bible. And that's what we are at when we begin to walk with Christ in the new year, preparing for new victories, new beginnings. And we need to begin to realize that God is going to do a new thing. I mean, newness is happening in people's lives. Like, who would have thought your books have been published so fast, like they're coming out and they're just coming left one after another, and that is just the beginning for you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying to the body of Christ that I'm creating new beginnings in your life. It's a newness, a new beginning that he's going to do in our life, but we have to be aware of what God is doing. We have to really be sold out to God, because it must begin with us. That was the title of my message. It must begin with me. I have to realize that it must begin with me. I must be sensitive. I must be aware of what God is doing in order for me to move progressively along with the flow of the Spirit. We can't go with the Spirit. We can't go behind the Spirit. We have to go with the Spirit in order for God to do some great things in our life. So the word He gave me was beginnings, and I begin to look at Genesis. In Genesis, the word Genesis means beginnings.
Uh-huh.
And God said new beginnings for many. For many of my people, things they attempt to do, they will be successful. The favor of God will fall in their lives like never before.
Yes.
The Bible says that, you know, we think about marriage, and we think about when a man finding a wife, he finding a good thing, and he obtained favor. But that is not only pertaining to marriage, that's pertaining to our walk as we circumspectly walk with God, as we begin to do new things in our life, as we begin to obey God, the favor of God falls in our life and opens doors that no man can shut. So I'm looking for God to open some doors for believers, testimonies coming forward. I mean, new things happening in our life in the body of Christ. You know, long enough, it's long enough. We need to get sick and tired of the sick and tired doing the same old thing year after year. This is a new year. Every year is a new year, but this year is a specifically new year for believers. God's going to do, God is exalting. He's shifting in new direction. He's start new beginnings in your life that you know. I mean, book write, like you started writing your books and they all come out left and right. God's going to do some great things in the body of Christ this year. And I'm expecting great things, healings and deliverance and everything you can imagine that we need to be blessed in the body of Christ. We need to be achieve all that God has called us to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And to achieve those things, you have to be in good health. You have to have your mind made up.
Absolutely.
Amen? You have to have your mind made up. No matter what you go through, I'm going to fix my gaze on the Lord, and no matter what happens, I'm going to go with the newness. I'm going to be sure that the new beginnings don't leave me behind, that I'm going with the new beginnings in the name of Jesus.
Amen. That's awesome.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And as you were speaking, and I was just absorbing everything that you were saying, it was something that you said that I think is just so prevalent, that it is a time of new beginning, and it is a time where many of us will be experiencing things that we've never experienced. We're going to be walking on ground that we've never walked on. We're going to be invading territory that we have never invaded before. One of the things that came to my mind, even as you said that, when we think of the word new beginning, because this is our first go-around, this is our life here on earth, it is new for us. But one of the things that we have to be reminded of is we have to remember that God is the one that created it. And so to Him, even though it might be new to us, it's not new to Him. And so to Him, this is the reason why, you know, the Bible says that we are to seek Him, that we are to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He will direct our path. And if we're going to be successful in these new places, if we're going to be successful in taking on these new adventures and walking in these new steps, we have to be directly connected to Him. We have to be intentional about allowing God to lead and to guide us, because at this time, we don't really want to make any misdeeds. We don't want to make any wrong turns. One of the things I was sharing, woman of God, I shared with someone even on yesterday, even there when I came into the city, one of the words that God gave me, and He gives me to minister that in many places that I go, but I share with people that I was born to win. You remember that? As we just talk about, I was born to win. And one of the things that the Lord ministered to me about that, and He began to say, you know, it's awesome when you can introduce someone to a life of winning. You know, you see so many of these infomercials, and they tell you, you know, do you want to be a millionaire, or do you want to do this, or do you want to do that? And they say, well, I have a proven remedy. I have something. If you purchase my book, if you go online and get my material, this has been proven. And if you get this, I guarantee you that you're going to come out on the winning side. Well, you know, God has been dealing with me about that concerning purpose. He's been dealing with me about the same way concerning us in the body of Christ. And many times God wants us to win. But one of the reasons why we don't find ourselves winning, it may be because we're not in purpose. You know, woman of God, I found out that when we are doing what God has orchestrated for us to do, when we are doing what God has told us to do, then not saying that you won't have opposition, but you will come out a winner. You may not come out of the door that others may say that you're supposed to come out of. You may not come out the way that others think that you're supposed to come out. But as long as you're on purpose and you find yourself directly in the will of God, you will come out a winner. And so when we come into this new year, and, you know, now we're in the second month, you know, this is the month of double. This is the month of, you know, increase. So we're in the second month of the year. And so now we don't want to just take steps. We want to take steps of purpose. We don't want to just walk. We want to walk in steps of purpose. We don't want to just move forward. We want to move forward with purpose. And what is that purpose? Allow that purpose to be orchestrated by God. This is a new beginning. Yes, you are going to now go into, you know, the Bible even says to enlarge the tent. You are now about to be enlarged. God is stretching many of us. You know, woman of God, and even if we go into this time of these new beginnings, one of the things that is so prevalent about a new beginning and going into a new place, sometimes you have to be stressed. Right now, I can give a quick testimony. I have a relative that is right now being enlarged. They are moving into a larger home. They're purchasing a bigger home, even as we speak. So one of the things that they're doing, because they are purchasing a bigger home, they are now looking for more furniture. They're now purchasing more furniture. Why? Because now their territory has been enlarged. When God begins to enlarge you, you have to have something to take up that space. You know, woman of God, it would be a beautiful sight to see a wonderful 3,500-square-foot home when you're able to walk in the home and you see the beautiful wood floors and you see the awesome marble cabinets and the beautiful chandeliers. All that's wonderful. But after a while, I don't want to just see the wood floors and the marble cabinets and the beautiful chandeliers. I want to be able to make this house into a home. And in order for me to a home, I need some furniture. In order for me to be comfortable in this new place, in order for me to call this a place of my establishment, I need a bed so I can lay my head. I need towels so I can dry myself off after I shower. I need a washer and a dryer to make sure that my clothes are nice and clean and tidy. So you can have an increase. You can be in a place of a new beginning. You can be in a place of enlargement. But you've got to make sure that as you enter into this new territory, as you enter into this new space, you've got to be able to feel that space. Feel every void. What are you going to feel it with? Feel the void. Feel the space with purpose. Feel the void. Feel the space with God. Allow Him to fill you with purpose. What does that mean? How does that look? One of the things I shared, woman of God, even on last week, is this. I consider us as people, we are books. As books, whenever you have a book that is pretty lengthy, it has chapters. Not only does it have pages, and in order for you to get from the beginning to the end, there are chapters. And it's very unusual that you go into a book and you read the first chapter, and the second chapter has the same name as the first chapter. And the third chapter has the same name as the second chapter. No, the reason and the purpose for chapters is because it's introducing you to a new topic. That's the purpose of a chapter. I'm going to stop this topic, and then I'm going to start talking about something else. Same book, different chapter. And so many times as people, as believers, as kingdom dwellers, you know, we can't find ourselves getting stuck on one chapter. See yourself as a book. See yourself as a pot of gumbo. I am more than just this. I am more than just that. God has made me an entrepreneur. God has made me an author. God has made me a mother. God has made me whatever. Whatever. Put your own self in that scenario. You know, don't just caught up and say, well, I'm a mother, and I'm just going to spend the rest of my life just being a mother. Well, how about writing a book to tell someone else how you are so successful at being a mother?
Amen.
How
amen.
About having a class for mothers to teach other mothers what you have been perfected on? How about that? How about going into the church and sharing your wisdom with the others in the church to let them know what God has taught you so that to help them to raise some productive children as you have? So you see, wherever you find your purpose, wherever you find your place of enlargement, wherever your increase has come, allow it not to be just a one-sided increase. Look at whatever God does for you as a book. Find out what are the chapters. You know, woman of God, when I'm writing, I don't all the time know what chapter is supposed to be what at what given time. There are many times when I'm writing, when I'm sitting at my computer, and as I begin to type, right at that moment, things begin to come up in my spirit. I don't all the time know it. And, you know, sometimes, woman of God, as we're beginning, you know, we're in the second month now of the new year, and as we're beginning things, sometimes we don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't know exactly how God is going to do what he said he's going to do. But one thing we do know, we should know, is how to get started.
Yes.
How to get started. I don't know how this is going to happen from February to December. I don't have the A, B, the C, and the D of my entire year. But what I do know is what God has seen. And so if I am positive in knowing what he said to me, then I'm going to use these steps, say one step at a time, to get me to my final destination. Go right ahead, Papa Shankar.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you're saying is that we have to go from glory. I think God's saying going from glory to glory. As you begin to write your book, as you put the same thing in these chapters, it will not be informative because you'll be reading the same thing over and over. But your book went from one information to the next information to end. The Lord spoke to me that at every beginning there's an end, and in every end there's a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, you begin to write the book and you begin to put down what God was telling you to put as an inspiration and an encouragement to the people of God. People are going to go through what you've been through, and they might need a roadmap. How am I going to be successful?
Absolutely.
Your book will take them from point A to point B to on all the way to they are successful to overcome the problems that they will face with. And that's why God allows people to write books and to be encouraged, to encourage other saints. Your book is encouraging because it teaches them what happened when this happened. What did you do next after that happened? What did you do next after from point A all the way down? And you are teaching people how to achieve and how to be successful when you take a pen and put it to the paper. And the Holy Spirit is going to instruct you what to say and how to do it. Your book will be an encouragement for many people because people are going to go through some. The devil is mad. He's very upset because he's in his last days, first of all. He's mad and he's aggravated, and his job is to destroy the saints. But how about you know, you told us when you came to Louisiana, we win.
Yes.
All I remember is I win. I don't care what circumstance I'm faced with. I know the end of the Bible says I win.
Uh-huh.
The woman of God came with a direct, precise word saying, we are winners. We win. We don't lose. It might look like you're losing. It might look like things are going just quite right. But at the end of the second day, at the end of your trial, always know that we win. No matter what the devil tried, we win as we begin to put our hand to the plow, as we begin to walk by faith and not by sight, not being moved by what we see, and being moved by the word of God. Like you said, the word of God is sending the word out. It's not going to fall to the ground. It's not going to dissipate and just disappear. It's going to accomplish that which God sent it out to do. That's what the word's going to do. And as you begin to put that pen to the paper, being to write a book, the life you're going to touch, woman of God, God said, we are blessed when we help somebody else. Your blessings are going to overtake you, and you will have room to hold it all because you took a pen and put your life on a paper and say, this is what happened to me. This is how I achieved. This is how I became a winner because I was not moved by what I see. I was moved by the word of God. I know that God spoke to me and said that I will walk the word out in your life. He spoke a lot of things to people, to our listeners here. He promised you a lot of things. Know that God is not a God that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should have to repent. If he spoke it, he would definitely bring it to pass. So be encouraging this word. Listen to what the Word of God says. She'll give you instructions how to get the book. Excellent book. I haven't read it yet, but I know the woman's on life. I know what she represents. Amen. What you're saying is dramatic. I mean, personable. People, we are. I hope the listeners are listening because what you're saying is very, very important to our crucial walk, our walk with Christ. Amen.
Amen. You know, woman of God, something else that I'm going to share is that even as we, first of all, let me say this to you. I thank you for your love and I thank you for your support. And I thank you for allowing God to allow you to see me for the vessel that he's created me to be. And so I just want to thank God for the God that's in you. I thank God for that. You know, one of the things I wanted to say is that as we are in this new place at this new time and we are ready to do great exploits in the kingdom, one of the things that I found out, woman of God, is that many times when we reach out to do those great things, it's not always going to be easy. Not always going to be something that we can just reach out and we just take and we just do. Not all the time. There are some times when we literally have to see ourselves as if we're on the, and we're hearing God say, jump. And even though we see the bottom, and we see that if I jump, but with my natural life, I see that if I jump, I'm not going to make it. But yet God is saying, if you jump, I'll catch you. And we're saying, but if I jump, I'm not going to make it. But he's saying, but if you jump, I'll catch you. And there's sometimes, even as we are looking to enlarge and looking to increase, we've got to get to the place where we're able to move by faith. We're able to hear the voice of God. We're able to allow God to sharpen our spiritual ears so that we can hear him, so that we can know him, so that we can be obedient to him and just take that leap. And when we take that leap, one of the things I found out is that how is your faith increased? How do you grow in God? How do you become the spiritual giant that you desire to be? It comes from passing every faith test that comes your way. So when a faith test comes your way and you fail the test, well, then guess what? This is how we become winners. That's the reason why God gave me that word. I was born to win. How do you become a winner? You learn from the past mess.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get ready to take that test again, you pass it. When you're delayed, it does not mean you've been denied.
That's right.
Now, sometimes when God will hold back a blessing only to get you ready for the blessing.
Mm.
There are sometimes when God will hold the door closed because he realizes that what's on the other side is bigger than what you are right now.
Mm.
And so just because the door may be closed does not mean that the door is shut permanently. Just because God may have his hand up saying, wait, wait, not right now, it does not mean that God has denied you. And so how do you allow your faith to grow to the point to where you realize that you are a winner? You keep going through the test. Now, are there times when you want to just back up from the school of learning and say, I've had enough, I can't take it anymore, and I'm sick of this? Let me be the first one to lift both of my hands, both of my feet. If I were an octopus, woman of God, I lift all eight of my hands because I tell you, that's been something that has come out of my mouth more times than I care to even admit. But because I know that God is in control, because I know that God is sharpening me, because I know that God is grooming and growing me, there have been those times when give up was all over me. Give up was right in my view. But I said, God, I'm going to keep on trusting you. There have been times when give up was wanting to be my best friend. But I have to hear the voice of God. God, what do you want me to do? You know, one of the things I found out, woman of God, is when we find ourselves in purpose and we realize that we're on an assignment, Once we get that view of the assignment clear, then that's when we have the authority to put give up out of our view. Because I found out, even when I went through one of the hardest tests and trials I ever had to go through in my life, when I had to endure having brain surgery and endure having a stroke and endure being paralyzed, I realized that at that moment I didn't realize it, but I realize it now. I was on an assignment. There are so many people that God was preparing me to be a blessing to. I was on an assignment. If God has you on an assignment, and God says, this is what I'm going to do through you to bless many, we cannot afford to abort the assignment. Because if we abort the assignment, then our purpose has been aborted.
Yes.
What God has intended for us to do in this earth realm has been aborted. And so in this year of 2015, God has miraculous work. He has wonderful things that he's going to do through the hands of his believers.
Amen.
There are steps that we're going to take that's going to be incredible. There are doors that God's going to open that's literally going to blow our minds.
Yes.
Going to slap the devil in the face. Shut the devil's mouth. Shut the enemy down. You know, because the enemy, his entire goal, his entire agenda is to say, God, I have more power than you. You know, that's a real crazy thing for me, woman of God, to even when I see, and I'm honest, even when I see it, you know, even in the house of God, even with people that say they're believers, or you know, you have individuals that become all this and all that in the earth realm, and you have people that actually believe that they are more powerful than God. And sometimes God has to just show his power. God has to show people who he really is. God has to show the enemy that God is God, and besides him, there is none other. And I believe, woman of God, that in this year, that God, I felt the Holy Ghost on that. In this year, God is going to show himself strong, because the enemy has played with God. The enemy has played with God's people. The enemy has played with the word of God for too long. And so now God is coming in a powerful way in the year of 2015. So I want to encourage the believers. I want to encourage those of you that seem like you've been in a storm for a long time. You've been trying to get to purpose, but it seems like every obstacle in the world is getting in your way. You've been trying to get to the place of saying, I'm a winner, but it seems like the word losing just keeps on banging on your door. Let me encourage you on today, woman of God, man of God, you are on an assignment. God is going to use your life, your testimony, your trial, your endeavors to be a blessing to many. And so I want to encourage you, yes, you have entered into the greatest year of your life. But allow me also to remind you that even though you've entered into the greatest year of your life, you've got to remember that you have an enemy. There is an enemy. There is an enemy that does not want to see the hand of God move. Don't take it personal. This is the reason why God encourages us to love people. God has had to teach me. The Lord has had to bring me through some things to teach me. Love people, hate the enemy.
That's
His entire agenda is to turn us all against one another, make us hate each other, make us kill each other. Woman of God, I know you've heard of that field, that theme, black on black crime. Sometimes that's what the enemy is trying to do. Saint on saint crime.
Yes.
Christian on Christian crimes, while he sits back and he looks. And you in a corner thinking that you're doing something because you're trying to shut your sister down. You're trying to shut your brother down. You don't want God to use them. You don't want God to move through them. You don't want God to speak through them. And you think that you're doing something when the devil is using you to do what he's supposed to be doing. Because it's his job to fight against the saints. It's our job to defeat him. But when he gets in us and makes us fight against one another, there we have saint on saint crime. So then you kill your sister. You kill your brother. And you sit back and you get in your group and you laugh. because you say, we did it, not realizing that you're being used of the enemy. Now, what it is that the devil is saying, I'm more powerful than God. Don't take it personal. That's his whole attempt. That's his whole agenda. And he'll use anybody that he can use to make his point clear. He does not want God to be in control. He does not want God to have all power. He does not want the anointing of God to move. He does not want the word of God to be proclaimed. He does not want people to be delivered. He does not want people to be set free. The job of the enemy. He does not want God's kingdom to come and his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's his entire assignment. And when we allow ourselves to be used of the devil, to be a force, to be reckoned with our sisters and our brothers, we are no better than Satan himself. Saint on saint crime. Christian on Christian crime.
Exact same thing.
And we still have to turn around and repent for it anyway. We still have to turn around and ask God to forgive us while the devil sits back and laughs.
Mm-hmm.
While he's sitting back with his legs crossed saying, look at what you're doing for me. I appreciate it. That gives me a little time to rest. Look how y'all killing each other. I appreciate it. That gives me some time to rest. It reminds me of, we have, you know, Black Lives Do Matter. We have all this that's happening right now with the black, young black men that's wanting to take a stand against law enforcement. And we have all of these different agendas now that are on the forefront, different tickets, different forums that are now rising to the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying that our lives matter too. We don't want our black men in jail. We don't want our young black boys in prison. We don't want our young black kids to be thrown to the wolves. And yet we have all these people that's willing to fight for the race, but then we have ones that are right inside of the race that's doing the most of the damage. That's how the devil works. We have the men and the women of God that's willing to stand on the front line to lead us into a place of victory in the year of 2015. Yeah. And while they're there being cheerleaders for the Holy Ghost, saying you can do it, they're standing with the word of God saying do it, you can do it. God is here to encourage you to do it. And every time you take a step forward to try to do it, here comes one of your brothers or one of your sisters to put their foot out to trip you, to make you fall, so they can give with another group of your brothers and sisters, point at you and laugh and say, look at what we did, while the devil turns back and laughs. It's the same agenda. It's the same agenda. The devil has no new tricks. The only thing he does is try to use new people.
Yeah.
And so we've got to make up our mind that we are not going to be something that the enemy, a pawn in the enemy's hand. We're not going to be a pawn in his hand. We're not going to be one that the enemy wants to use to stop the work of God from going forth. Because, see, we have to take ourselves out of the scenario. I found this out, woman of God. We have to come out of the scenario. Glory has to come out of the scenario. Glory, victory, full gospel has to come out of the scenario. Harvest Time Church has to come out of the scenario. It's not about us. We cannot take it personally. It's not about us.
Hallelujah.
It's about the kingdom of God going forth. It's about the agenda of God going forth. That is what the enemy does not want to see happen. That is what he does not want to see happen. Woman of God, my son, that I love dearly, we all know he's a young man. He's 10 years old, and he does what normal 10-year-olds do. And one of the things that he has been looking at here lately, and it's nothing unusual because we've all done it, he's been looking at magic on television. Nothing unusual. Now, I try to teach him, of course, about magic and about the root of it and about where it comes from, all these things. And one of the things that has happened, I remember when I was a young girl, we would look at magic shows, and they would make the rabbit come out of the hat. They would make the flowers appear out of the hat, you know, disappear. Little things. And so over the years, There's another show that came out where they began to expose how they did the magic trick. We're going to expose how it looked like we actually cut someone in half and they really were not cut in half. They began to expose all that. And so now all the little tricks that we saw when we were younger, all those tricks have been exposed, and that's called, per se, old school. So now there's a new trend of magicians that have come out. And we do know that now we're living in the last stage. You know, we're at the end time. And so now we're at a time where Jesus is on his way back for the saints. And now that he's on his way back for the saints, we've got to be in a hurry to do what thus said the Lord. But one of the things that has occurred is that the enemy himself, you know, he doesn't have any new tricks. He just comes and he uses new people. And so now my son is looking at these magic tricks on television, and there's a particular gentleman, and he comes on television, and ironically, his name is Troy. So when he comes on and he does these magic tricks, they are so flamboyant until it's just unreal. And so as I was looking at the things that the young man was doing, I began to get a spiritual revelation. And there was another gentleman that came on, and as I was getting this revelation, I began to explain to my son that this is beyond some little kiddie joke that they used to play on us when we were younger, you know, and used to show us, you know, a coin on the back of your hand, and now the coin. This is beyond that. This has gone now into witchcraft. This is beyond somebody saying, you know, that the coin was on the head and out on the tail. No more of these little jokes. The enemy has upped his game. He has upped the way he does what he does. Why? It's not personal, because he does not want God to be glorified. And so now what has happened, woman of God, there are three different individuals that they showed here that we've looked at. There's one Asian man, and he was bold about it. And he said, in the Bible, Jesus turned water into wine. He said, but let me show you how he did it. So the man took a bottle of water, got a wine glass, began to pour the water into the wine glass, put his finger in the water, and the water turned to wine. He gave it to people to drink, and as the people began to drink it, they were flabbergasted, because this was a bottle of Ozarka water that he put his finger in the water as it began to pour, and the water was turned into wine. There was another gentleman. This particular gentleman did two things. One, he wore a very deep water out in a very large city on a bridge where everyone could see him, and put his hands up as if he was Jesus and began to walk on water. Literally begin to walk on water, in water that is so deep that no one had an explanation as to what he was doing. So they sent police out on the water to grab him off of the water, because they were so flabbergasted at what was going on, they couldn't believe it. So the same gentleman that walked on water drew another crowd, went to this one place where there's a gigantic statue of Jesus with his hands lifted. So the man drew a crowd, stood in front of the statue that was a replica of Jesus with his hands lifted, and the man began to levitate off the ground, levitated all the way to the top. This statue was huge, levitated his body way up to the top of where the statue was, and lifted his hands up. And I began to show my son how the enemy had upped his game, because, see, it's not personal. The enemy's agenda is to bring people away from the true and living God. So now you have this whole crowd of people that have now begun confused. And now, whereas we believed in the word of God, that the Bible says that Jesus turned water into wine, now he said, I can turn water into wine. We have another situation where Jesus, the Bible says that if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. Now he's levitating himself off the ground, lifting his hands in the air, saying, look, I can be lifted up too. So now you have all these people looking, and all these people are now confused. And then the same gentleman turned around and said, oh, Jesus walked on water, but guess what? I can walk on water too. So now he walked on water.
speak.
The other gentleman by the name of Troy began to make money grow off of trees. And then didn't make just make money grow off trees. He put his hands in the air, and then money began to rain from the sky. So now what we see that now we have demonic spirits right here on this earth walking around in flesh form, doing whatever it takes to turn your eye and your vision away from the one and only true and living God, to say, that's not God, I'm God. God is not the only one that can do that. I can do that. So when I say don't take it personal, understand what I'm saying. We are not in a physical warfare. We are in a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And it's time for us as the body of Christ playing with the devil. We have played games with the enemy long enough because the enemy is not playing with us. Mm-hmm. We're playing, oh, I'm going to get him. No, you're not going to get the devil. You're not going to, nobody can get the devil but God.
That's right.
The only thing that keeps us in a safe place is the blood of Jesus. And the only thing we can do for the enemy is cause him to get back as a result of the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so as believers, we've got to find ourselves getting in a safe place, which is under the blood of Jesus, walking in purpose, going into this year with the right mindset. That I am a winner, I will come out a winner, I will accomplish everything God said for me to accomplish, and then make up your mind that you're going to do what God is asking you to do, and you will not find yourself trying to kill your brother and your sister to stop them from doing what God has told them to do.
Oh,
one of the worst demonic spirits that we have, woman of God, that is roaming this earth right now, one of the worst and the most hideous spirits that we have right now roaming this earth is the spirit of jealousy. The spirit of jealousy. And jealousy, the Bible even tells you that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And the devil will make people that believe in God literally go as far as wanting to kill each other because they're so jealous of the anointing, of the impact that God is wanting to use to make through this individual's life. That is one of the worst demonic spirit that's flowing in this earth realm right now is the demonic spirit of jealousy. And as believers, we sit back and allow ourselves to be jealous, and we think that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just a little upset because they're doing what I want to do. I'm just a little upset because they're wearing what I want to wear. I'm just a little upset because they're driving what I want to drive. The devil is a liar, is jealousy. And one of the things I found out, when you're dealing with a demonic spirit, you've got to call it what it is. Don't play with it. Don't turn a dime with it. It is what it is. Call it out and get rid of it.
Amen.
And we are at a place right now where the devil has upped his game. And that's what we've got to do. If we're going to get through this year and make this the greatest year of our life and enjoy the riches that God has for us and walk in the steps that God has purposed and ordained for us to walk in, we've got to be consistent with our walk, but we've got to be deliberate about our focus. And what does it take for us to be focused? It means that we've got to be real in the areas that we've got to be real. And what does that mean? We've got to see the enemy for who he is. The enemy is not my sister. The enemy is not my brother. The enemy is not my church. That's not my enemy. There's an enemy in here that has come to do this. And until we come together with one accord and see the devil for who he is and put that spirit out, there will always be a hindrance with people getting to where they need to be in purpose and in destiny in God. Go right here, woman of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well said, woman of God, well said. I'm telling you, the Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood.
No.
We're in high places. But we tend to fight one another.
Yes.
I was telling the church the other day that our brother fall down, but we don't help them get up. We stomp them, make sure they fall down.
Right.
And that's not good. That's not good. God hates that. We are to love. The Bible says the greatest command he gave us was that we love one another. Like he loved, love us like we loved, he loved the church. We need to see how, say, you know, I'm not my brother's keeper. You might not be his keeper, but you ought to be a help for him.
That's right.
He can't be killing. Christian can't be killing. He said, how am I killing my Christian brother? By talking, by
gossiping.
That's
right.
By talking around their back and backbiting and doing all the things that's not of God. Instead of encouraging them and telling them, I've got you, I'm praying for you, be encouraging the Lord. Somebody should be supporting you. You know, you're doing a great thing. You're writing books to inspire people. Somebody should come to your back and say, Sister, Prophet Knows, I've got you. I need to take some of your books. I can sell them. I need to be a blessing to you. And sowing seeds in your life, they will reap a harvest. I was telling my friend today, people are sowing bad seeds and they're reaping what they sow. Christians are reaping what they sow because they're sowing it in the Lord. We need to stop, and take a heed of what God is saying. You said a mouthful. You said that is well spoken. We need to wake up and smell a coffee because guess what? It's brewing. Wake up and take heed to what God is saying. I am to be encouragement to my sister, my brother. Somebody called me away from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm getting ready to, trying to get myself to get on the radio and sister called me, she needed prayer, and just cry. And I had to stop what I was doing and listen for a minute, and I explained what I was about to do, but I had to take that time for a person that I haven't seen in years. But that's what my job as a Christian, as a woman of God, to pray for one of my sisters, pray for those who are in need. Not to kill them, not to stump them, but to be an encouragement. And that's my heart piece. I love people. People in church and everybody in town know I love people. And I do anything I can for you because God made me that way. And that's what we are about to need to be doing, taking care of our brother and our sister. Stop fighting. Stop backbiting. Stop talking about them. Stop downing them when they got their hand to the plow, when they're achieving, starting to do something great, and you talk and say, it won't work, it won't work. Who do you say it won't work? Amen? So we have to well be aware of what God is doing, what the devil is doing in the midst of the Christian.
Uh-huh.
And we got to be aware of his tactics because he don't, mm-hmm. like you said, he don't play fair. He won't want to tell God, I'm more powerful than you.
Yeah.
I got your people turning against
exactly.
each other.
Exactly.
That's what he told me to do. That's what he's doing in God's face. But God said he'll never get people to pray. I went to a girlfriend of mine, some mother said, she came to visit me last weekend. And I said, you don't have that privilege to stay out of church. You don't have, how can you, as a worship leader, you say you can't go to church because you got a church hurt. You need to dust yourself off, repent, and get back in church and do what God has called you to do. You are a woman that has been called to worship. And you need to pick yourself up, stop bathing your little souls and your hurts and your little bruises, and say, I rebuke the devil. Because like I said, we don't fight against flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil comes to stop the move of God, but he can't stop
Absolutely.
What God has doing.
Yes.
Woman God, you keep doing, I'm going to keep doing what God called me to do. No matter
yes.
how long it takes, what I have to go through to get there, I'm going to be obedient to his spirit. I'm going to be a blessing to the people of God. If you fall down, guess what? I'm going to help you get up.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes. And, you know, woman of God, even when you said that, it reminds me of a scripture that says the older women are to teach the younger women. Why didn't it say that the younger women are to teach the older women?
Okay.
The Bible says that the older women are to teach the younger women. And the reason why the Bible says that is because the older women have been through enough to be able to teach the young women something.
Yes.
And so in order for the older women to have gone through something, they've got to live through something.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
So as we are living through these things and walking through these things, God is preparing us to teach somebody something.
Amen.
He's preparing us. And so we can't get into the place where we're so jealous and we're so envious that we're willing to kill somebody because what God has for them to do, because they live through something.
That's right.
If you live through what God has for you to live through, God can use you to teach someone too.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
My God. So, woman of God, I tell you, this has been, I'm telling you, just a powerful time that we had on today, and I'm just... I tell you, I'm just at a point where I'm just I'm elated in God because, woman of God, I'm in the press. I'm in the press. The enemy, I tell you, has been on my trail. I mean, doing all he can, literally, to shut me down. But, woman of God, I've just made up in my mind that it's for God I live and it's for God I die. And one of the things I found out, woman of God, is since I live for him, my strength comes from him.
That's right.
You know, and so it's at that point where I was born to win. I was born to win. You know, the enemy will come up with all kind of lies and, you know, to try to ruin your reputation, to try to ruin your ministry, to try to ruin your established, you know, self-accountability. He try to do everything he can to try to ruin you. But it's in God we live.
Yes.
And it's in God we move. So
yes.
My trust and my faith is in God. God, as I go through this year of 2015, it's in you. Knowing that I'm in you, I'm trusting you.
Hallelujah.
This battle does not belong to me. God, this battle belongs to you.
Come on,
no
come
need
on.
For me to fight. One of the things, woman of God, I found out as we are on this journey for the Lord, there are many times when fighting seems like it's the easy way out. I found out sometimes all we have to do is show up. Show up. The Bible says that the battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. And I found out that as long as I'm swinging, as long as I'm kicking, then I'm fighting my own battle. But when I place that situation in the hand of the Lord, the battle no longer belongs to me, but the battle belongs to God.
Yes.
And my God is a mighty God. My God is a powerful God. My God is an all-knowing God. And so as we go throughout this year of 2015, remember, you were born to win. You were not born to lose. Does that mean you're not going to face opposition? By all means, no. But it does mean that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. It does mean that no weapon that may be formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that will rise up against you, it will be condemned. That's what it means when you are a winner.
Mm.
Get up, women of God. Get up, men of God. Go forth and conquer. In the year of 2015. Why? Because God has you covered. God has you covered. Now, does that mean you won't feel the wind as it blows? You won't see the lightning as it strikes? No, I'm aware of all that, but I'm not going to stop.
That's right.
I'm aware of all that, but I'm not going to stop. There may be a hurricane all around me, but there's peace in my atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
There may be lightning striking all over the sky, but right above me, the sun is shining.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's the attitude that you have to take as a winner. I was born to win, and I will not lose. I will not lose. And how do I make sure that I will not lose? Because remember, even though this is a new beginning, it's new to me. Because I have not passed this way before, but it's not new to God because he created this way.
Amen.
So in order for me to stay in a path of winning, I'm going to go creative. If anyone ever wants to know, where did this poem come from in this book called Soul Journey? The only thing they need to do is come to the author. When they speak to the author, I can tell you when I wrote it, and I can tell you why I wrote it. I can tell you what was on my mind when I wrote it. You know, the Bible says that he knows the thoughts that he have towards me. If I need to know something, all I need to do is go to him. I need to know what's really going on. All I need to do is go to him and then give my ear and my spirit over to him so he can give me the answer that I'm seeking him for. People of God, you were born to win. Might be a new way to you. But it's not a new way to him. It might be a new enemy to you, but it's not a new enemy to him. Ask God to give you strategies. Ask God to give you the way. How do I defeat this? How do I get around this? How, God? How? Ask him.
Yes.
And I believe you. I believe, God, that he'll show you. You were born to win. Woman of God,
yes.
Anything else you want to say?
Woman, well said. I'm excited about what you said, and I pray the listeners take heed, and we're going to go forward in the name of Jesus and do great things, and we win. We are winners.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And I tell you what, I just get so excited. Well, I'm very passionate about the things of God. I'm very passionate about the work of God. I'm very passionate about the will of God. And I'm just, you know, I'm just at a place, woman of God, where I'm really, I was at home not long ago, maybe about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I guess, I was at home. And I was having a talk with the Lord. I talked to God quite a bit. And I don't know why I feel so passionate about things the way I do, why I just get so adamant about things, and I just get so passionate and riled up about the things of God. And as I was talking to God, the Lord spoke back to me, and he said to me, he just said these words to me. He said, because you're sold out.
That's it.
He said to me, because you're sold out. And I stopped, and I said, what? And the Lord said, because you're sold out. And immediately, that song by Hezekiah Walker began to flow in my spirit. I'm sold out. I've got my mind made up. But as that song began to ring in my ears, you know, it just reminds me of these moments right here. I'm simply at a place where I'm sold out, where I really do want God. And I've gotten to a point where, you know, when I realize that my life is an assignment, I'm on an assignment. And
hallelujah.
I just, you know, I'm at a point where, woman of God, I can't turn back from God. I just can't because I'm on an assignment. And I realize that, you know, God is using my life to be a blessing to someone else's. And regardless of how many haters that the enemy wants to rise up, just as many haters as the enemy will have to rise up, that's how many people will also rise up and come and tell me how much my life has been a blessing to them, you know.
Yeah.
The same way the enemy fought me and fought me so much about getting my books published, the same way we had an expo at church on 2 weeks ago, and God blessed me with the opportunity to be able to sell a good majority of those books, and I was able to get those books in of the hands of the people of the harvest, and I've just had so many wonderful people to come and let me know how that book has been a blessing. I had one sister to come, and she wanted 3 copies of it. I've had, you know, just as many times as the enemy wants to rise up and say something negative, God will turn right around and send someone to give you a double portion of positive. And so I'm just at a point right now where I'm just sold out, to where I realize that my life does not belong to me. It belongs to God. And so
Amen.
The reason why I get so adamant and I'm so for real about this battle of spirit, the spirit, you know, the kingdom being at war, because I've been made aware of what's really going on. And, you know, it, to me, it's just pure stupidity. I mean, that's the only word I can use. It's just sheer stupidity on the behalf of the saints that, you know, we can be in this thing and we can be walking with God and we know about God and we can be so ignorant to the devices of the enemy. You know, and even though we say we know God and we say we're filled with the Holy Ghost, it's just pure stupidity to me that we would allow the enemy to use us as a pawn and not really see what's going on. And
that's
so I
right.
get so adamant about that because, you know, I just get so passionate about the things of God. And it's because I belong to him. And I'm a part of the kingdom of light. I'm not a part of the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, and I make my stance very clear, you know. I've gotten to a point even now, woman of God, where I'm really careful even about saying God and Lord because, you know, there are different Lords and there are different gods, but there's only one Jesus. Only one Jesus died on the cross. And so
That's
I'm
right.
real careful even now because you have so many people, you know, and I found out I can be in a conversation with someone and I can be saying God said that, and I'll be saying the Lord this, the Lord that, and they'll be saying the Lord this, and the Lord said, and God made me aware that they have their own God, and they have their
right.
own Lord. He said, but it was only one Jesus that died on the cross. So when we talk about Jesus, Now, I'm just being real. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus, my Messiah, my Savior, the one that died on the cross. So I'm even real careful, you know, about that now. Because, you know, you have, the enemy has become so slick, you know, and I was just, and I know I'm going on and on, but, you know, this place where I am with God, it was just on this past week where the Lord was just showing me different revelations of people that I've been in contact with and so many things that over the past years and I've things that I've seen and I've encountered. I didn't know at the time what it was, what I was dealing with. You know, a woman of God, is just amazing how even when I begin to think about this magic and how, you know, all these things, but it's just amazing how even in the body of Christ you have people that are pastors, that are leaders in the body. And I'm not talking about just in your city or my city, but all over the world, people that are in the body, that are heads of churches, that are literally working in witchcraft. That are literally working in witchcraft. And it's like when these things were, I began to see all these things, and at first I didn't know what this was I was dealing with, what this was I was seeing, and it just amazes me how you have people that preach about Jesus and preach about God and preach about how he died on the cross and will leave the pulpit, and they're operating under another spirit. And again, it's just another trick of the enemy. Another trick of the enemy. And all these scriptures, you know, they just come alive to me. And that's why the Bible says that we've got to be intentional about trying the spirit by the spirit. And, you know, sometimes we can become lackadaisical. I can speak for myself because we want to trust people. And we want to believe that they are what they say they are. And we want to believe that they are for this God that they say that they're for. But there comes a time when we've got to really turn our plate over. And we've got to get in the place with God and let God speak to us to show us what's real and what's not. Because as children of God, as people of God, we can very easily be fooled. We can be fooled by the tricks of Satan. Just like I was talking about these brothers, these men with these magic tricks, we can be fooled if we're not careful. And really, you know, it's a simple word, magic, but it has a whole lot of implications. And if we're not careful, we can be right in the house of God, shouting and dancing, paying tithes and giving the offering, laying hands, and yet have witches all around us and don't even realize it. Don't even realize what we're dealing with. And so it's like, it's just at that point, you know, God has just been dealing with me so strong about things of this nature. And, you know, just literally opening, you know, one of the things we say in church, every time when Bishop gets ready to preach, he has us to repeat, you know, the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. And I just give God praise that my eyes are being enlightened. And the longer I walk with God, the more I walk with God, the more God is enabling me to see and comprehend. And so, woman of God, I'm going to stop because I can tell you, I just get full.
Hallelujah.
I can go on and on and on and on.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I can go on and on. But God, he's amazing, and I love him. And, you know, he's become so real to me. You know, there's a song that says, that is why I love him so, because he is so real to me. I was singing that all last week. In the morning, he's real. He's real. Jesus is real to me.
Hallelujah.
So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so, because Jesus is real to me. And, you know, the more I live, woman of God, every day God allows me to wake up, he becomes more and more real to me. So we're going to get ready to get off of this radio. But this is just a blessing to me. You know, when I climb up in Daddy's lap and I just begin to hear his voice and he begins to talk to me and I begin to tell you what he's telling me, it gets so good that sometimes I don't want to get up. I don't want to get off of his lap. I just want to keep going on and on. But I have to.
Amen, amen.
Because there are other things that we have to attend to in this earth realm. But woman of God, anything else that you want to add to this conversation before we go?
Is that
people, just be encouraged and expect God's new beginning to happen in your life. Expect God to do great things this year. This is the second month in the year, but still expect God to do great things in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. And remember, two is synonymous of double. You know, anytime a woman is pregnant and she has a baby, she has two at one time, that's a powerful thing. So we are in the month of double. I dare you to take a hold of that. My God, I dare everybody that's listening to me to grab a hold of that. This is the second month. And, you know, another thing that came to me, woman of God, we look at the 14th, is Valentine's Day. The Valentine's Day is another day of double. Yes. So we don't want to just look at it in the natural. We want to look at that thing in the spirit. This is a month of double. When Valentine's Day comes, honey, don't just look for roses and candy. I'm looking in the spiritual realm as well. I want something out of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. I'm reaching for double. Every time I put those numbers together, when 21 hits, I'm looking for double again. So that's just me. I enjoy numbers, and I just give God praise. And woman God, I can go on and on about the Lord. I tell you, I can go on and on, but I love you. I give God praise for you. And again, I want to encourage everyone that we have our books that are out now. I have on Amazon.com. If you have an opportunity, go ahead and take a look at Amazon. You pull up the words, The Power of Me, and you can put my name next to that to help your search engine so that you can find that book a little bit faster. And you just put The Power of Me. You can put my last name, B-A-L-K-A, and you'll be able to pull that book right up. You'll also be able to find on Amazon.com Soul Journey. Again, you just put in Soul Journey. Put in my last name, B-A-L-T-U, shortly. As I stated to you on last week, right now we're in the process of getting massive into your hands. We're in the process of getting our 2015 prayer journal in your hand. And then coming to you real quick, it's going to, you know, we've been working on it, but our stories, our life-altering, transforming stories are going to be placed into your hands. I want you to keep us in prayer. We are also anticipating being on the UHN Network in the month of February. We're going to be going on television. So, again, keep us in prayer. We got a lot going on. And for those of you that are listening, knowing that we have a lot going on, to all our faithful listeners, if you feel led to sow a seed in the work of this ministry, I want to encourage you to do so. P.O. Box 680812, Houston, Texas, 77268 is our address. Again, it's P.O. Box 680812, Houston, Texas, 77268. If you want to sow a seed into the work that we're doing, the only thing we're doing is we're getting the word out to the kingdom. Now, remember, don't take it personal. There are times when I bless TBN. I want to be a blessing to J-Star. I want to be a blessing to the Word Network. Why? Because they're able to reach places that I'm not able to reach. So if you want to be a blessing, sow a seed, that money is going to go into the work of the kingdom, and just trust and believe, God, that we're going to do just that. Anything else that you want to add, Prophetess Cindy?
That is it. God bless everybody. I love y'all very much. Enjoy the broadcast today and be encouraging your spirit in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, those at Glory Victory Full Gospel, I want you to know that I love you. Soon we'll be back in Louisiana. We're going to be giving you some dates real soon. We're going to be there. We're going to be having a book signing so you can come, get your book signed, all that good stuff. So, again, I love you. To all of our listeners, God bless you. I thank God for you joining us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. And I want you to remember, this is your month of double. February is your month of double. It's your month. It's your month. It's your month of double. And I am blessing God that before March the 1st gets here, you're going to have testimony after testimony after testimony of how God increased you, how God supernaturally superseded all of your expectations in the month of February. We love you. God bless you. And the presence of God go with you, go before you, to shield you and protect you. In the name of Jesus we pray.
Hallelujah.
And before we go, for those of you that have not yet received the Lord as your personal Savior, please go to the Word of God. Read Romans 10 and 9. Believe it in your heart. Confess it with your mouth. And watch, as you believe and as you confess, you're going to see manifestation begin to take place in your life. Once you do that, you are then saved. Allow me to be the first one to give you a hearty welcome into the body of Christ. Welcome to the kingdom of God. But again, we love you. We're going to be back on the air with you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Prophet Jenkins and myself are going to be praying for you and believing God to work the miraculous in your life. God bless you, and until next week, we will speak to you then. God bless you, Prophet Jenkins, and I love you much.
God bless you and love you much, too. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Bye-bye.